Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good throwback Thursday edition. Hey, when we're looking at the night in 1976 on this date, the Steelers beat the Cowboys 21-17. And for me, that's good, but it may not be the good of the day. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day, Tony, is I'm going to highlight a group that often gets made fun of.
Okay.
Or, you know, frowned upon or looked, you know, maybe the reason why the world is going to bleep, you know? And that is the Swifties.
The Swifties, okay.
The Swifties, right? Everyone likes to point fingers at the Swifties. But you know what? I'm pointing a finger, a positive finger at the Swifties. Because they have embraced the NFL with open arms. And they are trying to figure out what Taylor's man's interests are and make it their own. So, when it came to light that Jason Kelce was hanging up his cleats. Now, I say that when it came to, you know, kind of using past tense because recent reports say that he may not actually be hanging up his cleats.
They said that there was, the announcement of the retirement was premature.
Yeah.
Like it was sort of
so
out of context.
We'll have to wait and see. But that didn't stop Swifties from making tribute videos for Jason Kelce.
Oh, that's very sweet of them.
Yeah, to the song Long Live by Taylor Swift.
How do we know the Swifties did it? Do they identify themselves?
I think, yeah.
Did somebody go, this would be funny to do?
Nah, social media. I mean, it could be a fake Swiftie. I don't know. But it's, you know, I'm going to assume that there aren't fake Swifties out there.
I just didn't know if this was trolling or if this was sarcasm. Or
I don't think it is. I think they genuinely made this
video.
Like, ha-ha,
your brother's dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
We're putting your career in a Taylor Swift video thing.
Now you're ruining it, Tony.
I'm not trying to ruin it, but
you just dumped all over the Swifties.
I think
honestly what they did is, I mean, they did do his life and career to a Taylor Swift song, but I think it was genuine because I think they've accepted the Kelces as family now, as part of the Swiftie family.
The way I feel about the Swifties is this. There was a comedian that once said he got pulled over in Canada, and when the cop looked at his license and said, oh, you're an American, what do you Americans think of us Canadians? And the comedian said, we don't. And that's the way I feel about the Swifties. I don't love them. I don't hate them. I literally live every day not knowing about their presence. For whatever reason.
But they're all around you, Tony.
For whatever reason, I have a daughter who has never been a Swiftie. Taylor Swift is not on her radar. She does not like Taylor Swift. So I it's never been a big deal in my household. I don't know if that's good or bad because she's like some country singers that I don't really like, but that's okay. But their presence in the NFL bothers me none. It doesn't make me happy. It doesn't make me sad. It's just what happens. I've seen this before in other sports, so I will see it with this until it's over.
Yeah.
But they will come and go. If this relationship lasts, maybe they'll become NFL fans. Great. If the relationship breaks up and she's dating a backup dancer on her tour, they'll leave. That's basically it.
But Jason will always have the tribute video.
He'll always have the cool tribute video. So I'm hoping this is done and loved by Swifties and not some guy trolling the Kelce Swift partnership.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
Well, you know. So that, I guess that's good. Congratulations, Jason Kelce. You got a video of a Taylor Swift song. What's the bad of the day?
This might be the worst bad we've ever had.
Oh, no. Don't make me sad.
No. This isn't sad.
Okay.
This might be the worst. I'll say it again. The worst bad we've ever had. A man ended up being locked in an airplane bathroom for pretty much the duration of his flight, which was about an hour to an hour and a half long. Because there was a malfunction with the locking mechanism on the door.
Okay.
So, plane takes off. He gets up, you know, moves himself into the restroom to take care of some business.
You're now free to move about the
cabin. Yep. Locks the door. Can't unlock it. Flight attendants on the other side, they do everything they can. They cannot unlock it. They pretty much tell him, sir, we are landing soon. Just put the seat down. Brace yourself. And then as soon as we can and get everyone off the plane, we will get an engineer to come in on this plane. So he spent the duration, about an hour and a half long flight, Tony, in the bathroom.
Oh, that's horrible. So, question. I hardly ever use a bathroom on a flight. Okay. I always try to make sure I go before I
go before and then and
now,
go immediately after.
Are there, I'm going to ask this and I mean it. I'm serious. Are there seat belts in the bathroom?
No.
So there's no,
there's a handle.
There's no way to secure yourself like, hey, I'm sitting on a toilet, but at least I'm strapping myself to this thing as we land.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There is the handle that you can hold on to.
I hate to say this, but why wouldn't there be? Just in case of an emergency. Like, you're in the bathroom and the pilot, you plummet. The flight just randomly plummets. And you're like, okay, buckle up. I'll just stay in here for a little bit until I don't want to be walking in my
exit.
Seat. I don't want to exit. It feels like we're descending quickly. Let's just grab. I don't like where I'm at. I don't like this at all. This is a bad look. Well, and nobody better have a camera, but I'm just buckling myself into this, to this toilet.
That's a good question. I mean, but, you know, at the same time, I don't know. You might say, you know what? It might be worth trying to get back to my seat because I don't want to be found in this position.
Very true. But, you know, hey, if you know.
But I can't imagine because there is a smell. You know, it's not like that normal bathroom smell. It's that whatever cures the stuff.
Yeah, like the blue liquid.
Waste. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that smell going on. It's cramped. There is a whole lot of room there.
It's very small. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I don't go on airplanes. I just.
Yeah, because you can't move around in there.
So what
for
did they.
An hour and a half.
What? My question is, what are they going to end up giving him?
That'll be a fun list to see.
Yeah. What goodies does he get?
Yeah.
Where he says, he gets out of there and goes, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. And they look at him and go, of course. We completely get it.
this is an Indian airline called Spice Jet.
Oh, well, maybe it's a different rule. Maybe he can't sue.
No, he probably can't. Hey, you know what? You
maybe
bought
he can,
your ticket.
Maybe he can't. So this is not a domestic United States flight.
No. It was going from Mumbai to a name that I can't pronounce.
They might give him a voucher and that's it. And then you go, sorry, this stuff happens.
Here, fly with us again some other time.
That's terrible.
Stay in your seat. Does he ever go, you know, to the bathroom again on a plane?
It's a little petrifying. I mean, I'm one of those like, hey, I'm sitting, I'm not getting up. That's basically my thing. Unless it's very, very, like really am in trouble.
This is my favorite part because the flight attendants did slip him a letter. And so it says, sir, we tried our best to open the door. However, we could not. Do not panic. We are landing in a few minutes. So please close the commode lid and sit on it and secure yourself. As soon as the main door is open, an engineer will come.
No, it's very nice. Very good. It's like, all right, I'm landing. All right, better not get me tossed around the small bathroom. That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
That is. Here's the thing. I've said this before. I like traveling, but I don't like traveling, if that makes sense.
I
like going places. If you could zip me through the teleport machine to the tropical locations around the world, I'd be more than happy to go. I have all of the desire in the world to go to like a Tahiti or an Australia or Europe, but I hate being in airplanes for a long period of time. I can't stand it. I hated it when I traveled for this job. I hate it now, where I very rarely travel anymore. I hate being on airplanes. And it's not a fear of flying. I have no problems with flying. They have made it horribly uncomfortable. They have made it a horrible process. And I would be the most bitter, bitter guy if I was stuck in a bathroom for 90 minutes on a domestic flight because I hate the flying process to begin with. So I would be like, and they'd say, well, we'll give you free flights for a year. Why don't you just give me razor blades in my cereal? Like, I don't want that.
Well, the comedian said.
But it isn't. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of travel. Like, it is the one thing that is incomprehensible to anybody to everybody else that wasn't born 100 years ago. In the history of mankind, it is incomprehensible So if you were born the last 100 years, this is treated as if this miracle of travel has been treated like a norm that you... But ask anybody 100-plus years ago and further back if you'd like to get from point A to point B in 45 minutes that took you 3 months to walk. They couldn't process the miracle of travel that we have with flying. It's crazy. And I complain about it when I should be thanking the travel gods for this ability to go from point A to point B in a very short amount of time. It would take me 3 days to drive to California, and I could do it in 4 hours. Crazy. But being in a bathroom, forget it. All right, the dumb coming up next.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb. This is Bay City Rollers.
There you go.
1976, Throwback Thursday, Steelers of the Cowboys in Super Bowl 10. And yes, come February, we'll be celebrating Super Bowl 58. So it's been a while. But nevertheless, the Steeler dynasty really started on this date. Winning one Super Bowl is fun. Winning back-to-back Super Bowls, now you got a little bit of a dynasty going. And that's what the Steelers did. They had won Super Bowl 9 against Minnesota. They won Super Bowl 10 against Dallas. They would then win Super Bowl 13 against Dallas and Super Bowl 14 against the LA Rams. That game in Pasadena. Continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb, but before we do, Philip has a tweet about our the Swifties comment. It says, Taylor Swift picked the Chiefs, Eminem picked the Lions, the season of The Voice is wild. He says that's the best tweet he has seen so far. That's pretty good.
I like
that's pretty good, yeah. What is there anybody from Western New York that can jump in on the Bills right now? Is there anybody from
Goo Goo Dolls? Who's the lead singer of Goo
Goo
Dolls?
From Western New York?
They're from the Buffalo area.
Okay, that's from Buffalo.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anybody from Houston? Who's from Houston that we can jump in on the Texans?
Country.
Baltimore. What rock group can't come from Houston, Texas?
I don't
three
know,
kids,
but I don't
three
know.
Three kids from Katy can't start a band in their garage?
Oh, no, they could. I don't know who would. I think ZZ Top is from here.
All right. So there you go. See? ZZ Top.
But they're kind of the mixture, right?
Yeah.
Kind of the mixture between country and rock.
I guess.
I don't know.
I never thought of them as a country band.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who's from Tampa?
That's a good question. Who's from Tampa?
San Francisco. Would that still be the Grateful Dead?
Are any of them still alive?
Yeah, I think some of them.
Okay. Some of them are still alive?
I think so. You know what? Be honest with you, I don't know.
Aren't the members of Jefferson Starship Airplane, aren't they from San Francisco?
Are they?
Well, they sang a song about San Francisco. That doesn't mean they're from there, but
we'll have to figure that out and do a Google search.
All right. But Taylor Swift is not from Kansas City.
No, she's not.
So
she just adopted them as their
she
team.
Just adopted them, so
but we
get on that Blake Shelton.
But we all know Marshall Mathers is from Detroit.
He is from Detroit, so that is pretty awesome. So what is the dumb of the day?
I actually got two for you, Tony.
Two, all right.
Two dumbs. The first one is that the Buffalo Bills have the pit.
Right.
The Baltimore Ravens have Uncrustables.
Is that the snack?
The snack.
All right, so what
so
about this?
So they if you don't know what an Uncrustable is a pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwich where it's just kind of like it's almost like the crust has been cut off, and it's this disc shaped peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They eat about 30 to 60 per day at the team facility, putting away about 7,500 of these sandwiches per season.
So apparently they're delicious. I've never had an Uncrustable.
Apparently it's all about the texture and the taste.
All right.
And even the team facility, like the team nutritionist there, she's amazed at how many guys put them away. And she goes, you know, honestly, it's a really good balance of protein.
It really is.
I mean,
here's my thing. I when I grew up, I didn't really care for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And it wasn't that I didn't like them. I wanted other things. Is when I got older, though, in college, I really respected the ability of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich where you didn't really need to refrigerate it. Like, the jelly was just the jelly. Yeah, you're supposed to post it, but you don't have to. And I started to really appreciate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as I got older rather than being a kid. When I was a kid, I liked bologna and cheese sandwiches. That was my thing. Bologna and cheese was my sandwich. So when my brother would get a peanut butter and jelly, I wanted bologna and cheese. I just loved that combination. So it wasn't that I hated peanut butter and jelly. It just wasn't my go-to. When I got older and I was broke, that was my go-to.
Yeah, because like, peanut butter and jelly, it can go a long way.
It can absolutely go a long way. In fact, we're in this winter apocalypse here in mid-Tennessee, and people are saying, get your peanut butter and jelly. Because in case the power goes out, you can make these sandwiches.
But what about bread? You can't find bread. Bread's always the first thing to go.
Bread and milk. That's the first thing people take. They hoard bread and milk.
And bottles of water.
So on Crustables, it doesn't, you're right, good protein. Probably tastes delicious. I don't know. I've never had an Uncrustable, so I don't know if they're what kind of jelly they're using, what kind of peanut butter they're using.
Yeah, I've only had them once, and I don't remember it at all. It wasn't a go-to for me. I always liked, you know, I would much rather make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because
if you get a Jif and a Welch's together, like the premium peanut butter and jelly,
Smuckers,
not some sort of processed as cheap as we can without it be, you know.
No, but see, that's why I like making my own, because I like more peanut butter than jelly.
I like more peanut butter too.
I love peanut butter. I'm borderline Ted Lasso, where I think I might just leave a jar out just so I can go and just, you know, put my finger in there and eat it right out of the.
I have a spoonful of peanut butter every day. Every day I grab a spoon. It's probably terrible for me. I don't care. I don't know if it is or not. I guess
if that's a guilty pleasure, then you know what? I think I'll be all right.
I'm at an age where I don't care anymore. It's like, listen, I love eating this. It hasn't hurt me yet. I love it. I don't gorge on it. I don't scoop out a half a can or half a. I just take a spoon, extra crunchy peanut butter, scoop, done. That's it. My wife buys it every time she goes to the store.
Well, because you know what? It fills me up. That's why I like it. It satisfies you know, like I have a craving for something. I don't know what. Oh, this will fill me up. And it's not that much.
Well, Uncrustables, it is for Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's the edge Houston needs.
It's been their thing all along.
What's the second one?
This one I absolutely love. The Lions and Buccaneers game is the highest priced divisional game ever.
Okay, but this is the dumb. Why is that dumb?
It's not real. Well, it's dumb because I guess the same joke is being made about it over and over and over again. That even though the ticket prices are averaging about just under $1,200, that's the average ticket price.
That's crazy.
The get in price is $600-something. You know, if you want to get into the nosebleed, it's like $680. Just to get in the doors.
Isn't this capitalism at its finest?
Oh, yeah. You know, but like, I love the fact that it's these two teams. But where the dumb comes in is the fact that the same joke is being made over and over again. It's like, oh, don't worry. Lions fans have had 30 years to save up for this.
That's very true. Good point. That's funny. That's I'll give them that. That's funny.
Yeah. But everyone's making that joke, so it kind of kills it if everyone's saying it. But I absolutely love the fact that this is the highest priced divisional game ever.
Well, here's the funny part of that, and I always like playing this game of get me in the time machine and go back a couple of years.
Yeah.
And if you had gone back a couple of years and you said the highest priced game, the biggest, most expensive
to go back 10 years,
football
Tony.
Game to go to. Oh, you could go back three, maybe four without Brady. So you'd have to go Buccaneers prior to Brady.
Right.
So that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to go Buccaneers with Jameis Winston. That's the earliest you. That's the latest you would go back in the thing. Because if you went back 2 years ago, people go, "Yeah, Tom Brady. Probably his final season. Probably, you know, if you told somebody in 2021, he'd go, well, yeah, they're
Buccaneers
coming off
won
a Super Bowl. Right? God. Maybe the Lions got pretty good, got lucky, but this is Brady, probably the final year. Yeah, of course. But if you went back to the Jameis Winston 30-30 season." And you said, ha, 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 kids, don't worry. In 4 years, Lions hosting Tampa Bay will be the most expensive NFL ticket ever. You probably would be blown. People would be blown. No.
Then you would do like nonsense. The Doc Brown thing. Like, and who's the other side?
That's right.
Bears, Commanders?
That's right. Exactly. Now what's next? You're going to tell me Jacksonville is in the playoffs? Yep, we are. Exactly. An NFL team in London? Yeah. Not quite yet, but we're almost there.
Jacksonville in the playoffs, you're like, no, they were expected to, but they missed out. Instead, it's the Texans.
And then they would say, well, that must have been a mega superstar at quarterback. Baker Mayfield.
You're right.
What? That's crazy.
What about for the Lions?
Yes. I got to think.
That has been Jared Goff. Remember him? He, you know, he made it to a Super Bowl, but everyone still thinks he's terrible.
If you went back. No, here's the thing. If you went back in time to the Tampa St. Pete area 5 years ago and said to everybody while they were watching Jameis Winston throw interceptions all over the place.
Get number 30.
And said to people and said, okay, guys, in the next couple of years, the greatest quarterback of all time will be here. You're going to win a Super Bowl, but Baker Mayfield is going to be in a playoff game against the Detroit Lions, and it's going to be the most – they'd burn you at the stake.
Yeah.
They'd burn you for being a witch or a warlock. That would not – they could get this devil out of here. That wouldn't make any sense. Or they would lock you up.
They'd be holding up crosses. Get back, demon! Get back!
Wild. Good for Detroit, man. I know it's people.
Well, that's the thing, right? That's what this author pointed out too. It's like, yeah, it's going to be the most. It's you know the most expensive divisional game. There won't be an empty seat in the house.
No, of course not.
There won't. I mean, this is going to be a packed house, and it's going to be pro Detroit. I can't wait. I mean, I'm wanting to ride this train for as long as this train keeps on running. I'm hoping that they do win this game and they have to travel all the way across the country. Or
this is where people just get their plastic out, slap it on that thing and go.
Or better yet, what if the Packers upset the Niners?
Oh.
And we get Packers Lions.
Packers Lions in Ford Field for the NFC Championship game? Like, tickets will be $1 million.
They will be. You'll have people from Wisconsin sailing across Lake Michigan to invade Michigan.
That would be insane. That would be, insane. I might have to take a road trip to Detroit just to feel the energy. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.